on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. A doubleheader Wednesday racing at Sandown in the Twilight Zone and also at Moe today. Harry White will find us all the winners at Moe and Dino at Sandown. First of all, though, let's get the latest on the track with Tim Bailey, the track manager. A beautiful day in Melbourne today. We're getting towards the top of around 25 today. Tim, so looking forward to today's meeting. How's the track looking?
Yeah, firstly, you're right, Michael. It's a fantastic day, isn't it? The track and... you know, the weather's been kind, been quite cool for this time of year, so it's made it a bit easier to prepare a track. So we're on a good four. Just put on 4 mils this morning. The boys are just finishing up now, putting that on. That's pretty much the norm for us on Twilights if you've got a fine day. So I'd suggest we'll stay on a good four for a few races and perhaps get to a good three, you know, at some stage during the card.
Rails True, when's the last time we were on the lakeside in the True position?
It was back in about July, I think, so it's been a long, long time. So there's a terrific cover of grass, as you'd expect, but it's very very much, there's no marking all the way across the track, even those, you know, a couple of the recent meetings with the rail out on Lakeside, there's minimal marking. I suppose one of the advantages of having the cutaway was that the horses really spread wide in the track. They come in and out and et cetera, so they've really spread the wear, so... there's virtually no marking, and back in the True. So, I'd expect that it's very small fields, Michael. And so, you know, with the lakeside track, you never probably want to get too far back unless there's really good tempo on.
Well, Tim, we wish you all the best today. It'll be a beautiful afternoon out at Sandown.
Thanks, Michael. Bye.
Tim Bailey, track manager, joining us there from out at Sandown today. Dean Lester joins us. G'day, Dino. How are you, mate?
I'm well, thank you, Michael.
So, first time back in the True since July at Lakeside, and as Tim said, only reasonably small fields today. How do you expect it to play?
Yeah, I think you've got to look towards the on paces. We've had the cutaway and the rail away from the rail in recent meetings, but I certainly think it's you know, something to take notice of. One, the small fields, and two, that we are on Rail True at Lakeside, which does have a propensity, especially on dry ground, to play to the on paces.
Are you confident? Are there a few good things today?
I'm hoping there's a couple, Michael. I think there's a couple of races I want to probably steer clear of, but there's a couple I'm happy to jump into.
All right, well, let's get stuck into the first, which is a maiden over the 1,200 metres. We lose one runner, which is number four, which means only a six-horse field in the first. And Johnny Angel, who's been knocking on the doors, the favourite, equal favourite now with Ord at $2.50. Silly Point, a first starter. The son of Hallowed Crown from the Hawk Stables at $5.50, retails at $8. And then Matua Double Figure Odds, Cremant at $19, and Make False Report at $23. So equal favourites here, Dean. Have you got any rap on the first starter, Silly Point?
I like what I've seen of him, Michael. We've seen plenty of him. He's had, over the journey before his first start, six jump outs. He's had two recent. And one was with a horse called Nordic, who won last week at Caulfield. And I thought he went pretty well. And can, I would think, use barrier one to a degree. But I thought Johnny Angel should be favourite, and the market's now got them equal favourites. I think he's a lot better chance than Ord, personally. I think back onto a dry track, and I'm just hoping for a bit more proactive ride. I thought he was ridden a bit too conservatively last start, a little bit too patient. And as I said, dry ground, Damien Lane aboard, I think he should be favourite, and I think he's clearly the one to beat. And I think Silly Point is the danger, the first starter. I like what I've seen of him. Five Ord, I think coming back to 1,200 is a plus, but I think, you know, what you're going to get from him is an honest run, but whether he's good enough to beat the other two, I'm not so sure. And I've put in three retail next best, who was wide last start, but it was a good day to be wide at Sale, and he ran quite well, maybe fitter, but keen on Johnny Angel. 1, 6, 5, and 3.
1, 6, 5, and 3 in the first race. Number 2, take out 9. The favourite here is Jumbuck, to be ridden by Jamie Carr at $2.15. Media Statement at $5.50. Twiggy Pop, $7. Marco Spaders at $8 as well. So this favourite, it's pretty firm, and it has been well back since markets first opened.
Yeah, and I think that's probably on the fact that he's going to be on pace, making his own luck, and... he's got form around Diamonds in the Sky, who won a handy race at Caulfield last Wednesday. So there's plenty to like about Jumbuck with Jamie Carter ride. I'm with him. I think the danger is 8 Media Statement. I've probably got a feeling Media Statement's the best horse in the race. She had one run back in the spring. I know Glenn Ingram that day was quite keen on her at Mornington, and she missed the start and didn't really handle Mornington that well. Big filly. She's had three jump outs in preparation for this, so they've left no stone unturned. The little sticking point for her is she can be a little bit ordinary out of the barriers, miss it just a length, and that could be important here. But her most recent jump out, she did begin quite well. And I think if she does begin okay and is in touch, she'll finish strongly, and I think she's the danger. Three, Marco Sparta. All of his runs have been okay, even the unplaced effort two starts back, not much went right. I think the bigger track will be in his favour. And Rubyland, I thought, made a good mid-race move and was an even run on debut. Gets Damien Oliver here next best. But Jumbuck, the one to beat, the big query is Media Statement. 1, 8, 3, and 5.
1, 8, 3, and 5 in the second at Sandown. In race number 3, take out the 10. Satanta's the favourite. Johnny Allen, Kira Maher, Dave Eustace at 4.20. Bottom Gin's at 6.50. Then we go down to Good and Proper at $4.80. Orchestrate at $6. So Satanta's the favourite, Dino. A good winner last start at Warrnambool. Wine O'Clock then came out and was placed yesterday. Who do you like here?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Satanta. It's pretty appropriate, Johnny Allen riding Satanta. Got the money on him. He got the money on him at Warrnambool, and it was a good win. He was three wide without cover, and he was strong to the line. This is the full brother, of course, to the Group 1 winner in Merchant Navy. So he's probably a lot riding on him coming good this campaign as a three-year-old colt, and I think he can make the next step through the grades here and get the money. I think he's the one to beat. The other chances, I think 8, Manemba was quite a good run in the worst ground last start at Geelong. Gets a claim here for Ali Bryant, so gets him well at the weights, drops 7.5 kilos on its last run. So I think she'll be competitive. The one that I think is big overs here is number 3, Foxtrot Mo. Currently, I think around $26 with tab.com.au. His run first up was okay. He was in the worst ground. He was on a wet track. All of a sudden gets onto dry ground from a good draw and up to 1,400. I think he'll run a much better race at a price. And 2, Knife's Edge, who was in a very fast run race and the leaders virtually were gone coming to the home turn. So he's left in front very early. He toughed it out to win. Probably gets a similar scenario here. There's good speed on. Whether he's just looking for 1,600 would be my little query. But quite a competitive race. I think Satanta's the one to beat. If you're looking for one at odds, it would be Foxtrot Mo. 4, 8, 3, and 2.
4, 8, 3, and 2. So Satanta's at $4.20. Foxtrot Mo is $26, $6 a place. A nice each way play there. Race number 4 is a benchmark 64 over 2,400 metres. Take out 5 and 8. Tarn's Prince is the favourite for Matty Kamani. Will Price, $2.90. Dashing Tycoon at $4. Darwin, $4.60. And then Nordic Symphony is at $6. So Tarn's Princess, the favourite here. Dean, who do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tarn's Princess. Tarn's Prince, I should say. Yeah, I did the same. It was a very good horse for Robbie Griffiths. It was about 15 years ago, showing my age. That was a good run at Sandown last start behind Laundy. It was a leader-dominated race, and I thought he ran well. He's one run at 2,400. He ran well in the Galilee final behind Royal Crown that day, drew the outside, had to go a long way back, and I thought ran really well. So he's ready to win a race of this sort of standard. He won at Sandown two starts back at 1,800 to beat 3, Darwin, who we saw on a dry track for the first time in Australia last start, and he showed a much better performance. Got up on the inside on the cutaway there, ran well to Tolomac. He's going to be competitive here. 4, Dashing Tycoon. Comes through the same race. There's absolutely no doubt he should have won. He just got held up for a run, then laid in, and it was very costly. He's just got to run 2,400 metres now. That's the slight query, but he's going well. And just as soon, conversely, she'll run 2,400 metres easily. She just grinds away. I like that she's drawn well. I'm hoping that she can sort of get on the speed and just tough it out. She was in the wrong spot last time out at Sandown. She can certainly improve here. But I think Tarn's Prince the one to beat. 1, 3, 4, and 9.
1, 3, 4, and 9 in the fourth at Sandown. Four races down. We'll take a break. No, we won't, because we've got two meetings today, Dino. So let's punch on to race number 5, which is the benchmark 64. The first leg of the quaddy over the mile. All are starting Prism. Will Price has got a good book today, is on the favourite at $4. Campese's at $4.20. Hit Reset's at $5. Magnus Siva is at $6. So it's an open start to the quaddy.
It is, certainly is. Look, the horse that I'm interested in is Merganella. He last start, he drew wide, pushed forward, and he probably over-raced. I thought it was the right tactics to go forward, but he just over-raced and weakened. Now, as long as that run hasn't flattened him, he has won three of his last five, which none of these can sort of attest to. So I just think he's over the odds. He's got a good draw, Damien Lane to ride. He could bounce back Merganella at each way odds to beat 7 Prism, who runs very well. She just doesn't win very often, but she'll be on the pace. She drops a bit in weight on her last run. She'll give a good sight. Campese's sixth run for the preparation. Now he steps to 1,600 metres, but look, he's going quite well for this sort of grade. He's a chance. And Magnus Siever ran well at the mile last start, and he's drawn for a good run with a claim for Lewis German. So it is an open race, but I think Merganella represents a bit of value. 2, 7, 1, and 8.
2, 7, 1, and 8, and Merganella's a $9.50 chance, 280 the place in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 is a 64 over 1,200 metres. We can take out 1 and 13. It's Our Time. For Danny O'Brien's the favourite at $3.10. Ferretti at $4. Power Boom, $7.50. Infinite Matrix, Matrix is the next in the market at $10. So we've only seen the favourite on one occasion, Dino, and it looked pretty impressive winning on debut at Sale.
Yeah, it was a good win. He got sort of out of position coming to the turn, and when he got to the outside, he really powered. But that was race one on the day, and it was a day that you wanted to be out wide. So yeah, he did a good job. He lacks a bit of experience and probably a bit of ring craft. For that reason, I'm going with one that's had a few more starts in Ferretti. Resumes here. Didn't probably come up as well last time in. Was placed at a couple of runs early in his campaign. First run in Melbourne for the Waterhouse Bot Stable. He's had 2 jump outs. He went very quickly in the blinkers in 1 jump out. Looked like Nashua Willa trialled him there. And then the most recent jump out, he had no headgear on at all. And he was a lot more casual about it, but he still trialled well. Now they've gone sort of middle ground with the winkers on first time. I think he can cross from the wide draw and run well. 11, It's Our Time. I think he's a real talent. As I said, he lacks experience on his rivals, but he might have more talent than them, so respect him. 14, Crestani comes through the same meeting at Sale. Now, he was just on the inferior ground in a benchmark race there, and I thought he ran quite well. Drawn for a lovely run here, and next best, number 8, Zoomana, who resumes. He was just below form last time in, but he's had 3 jump outs for this, and he does look to be going pretty well, and I think the engagement of Jamie Carr is quite significant. But yeah, I'm with Ferretti. 2, 11, 14, and 8.
2, 11, 14, and 8 in race number 6. Race number 7 is the third leg of the quaddie, and it's over 1,300 metres. Take out 6, Thunder Peak. Jay Carr is on the favourite for Mike Moroney at $4. Awapuni Princess is at $6. Dance to Dubai is at $6. And Savalona is also a $6 chance. So again, this seems a pretty open race, Dean.
Yeah, I think this is one of the good betting races, though, Michael. I like principally Thunder Peak and to a lesser degree Dance to Dubai. I think Thunder Peak ran quite well last start, just the last little bit of the 1,400 maybe she battled, but gets the blinkers first time, drops a little bit in weight, and actually I think goes into a slightly easier race. So I think that's a good combination, and Jamie Carr sticking with her is an absolute bonus. Dance to Dubai, the scratching of Licciardi here has helped her chances enormously. She might get an easier lead from Barrier 1. The claim for Will Price, Will and Peter Moody combined well together last week, and I think they've got a good chance here. So I'd be sort of backing Thunder Peak and saving on Dance to Dubai at least. 3, Awapuni Princess. Back onto the dry ground. Her debut win was solid, and then she ran okay on the wet, but I think she'll be better on the dry. And 5, Savalona, who won quite well at Colac on debut and then ridden quieter at Geelong last start, ran well. Does creep up in the weights for that run, but next best. But yeah, I like the race around numbers 8 and 4, 8, 4, 3 and 5.
8, 4, 3 and 5 in race number 7. Race number 8, the last of 8, jumps at 7.30 tonight. So a benchmark 70 for the fillies and mares over 1,300. And it's a pretty deep race. Take out 7 and 9. Needing Your Friends is the 3.50 favourite. Exolita, 3.70. Goolagong Rose at 6.50. Hot in Paris at $9. And then Don't Tell the Boss at $9.50. Other runners under double figure odds, Dean.
Yeah, I think 3 main chances, Michael. I like Exolita. I think she went back in trip last start, ran really well, ran through the line well, and I think up to 1,300 here with the claim for Will Price. She actually drops a kilo and a half off that run. I think she's well suited. Need New Friends was 7 weeks between runs. She was 3 wide. She battled on really well. You think just be better for that run, and looks well graded here. Should get an easy run near the speed. The other one I'm including is Hot in Paris, who had trialled up like a winner and did so at Echuca. He got there right on the line, but beat a pretty handy type in Kiata. And Kiata won on Sunday at Wangaratta, so I think that form stacks up, and Don't Tell the Boss next best. She raced very flat second up, but her fresh win did have merit. 1, 6, 12, and 3.
1, 6, 12, and 3. So there's a couple of nice value selections today. Dino, what are we doing for the play of the day and the best bet?
Yeah, the best for me is the start of the day, Michael. Race 1, number 1, Johnny Angel. The best value, I'm going to go with Merganella. Race 5, number 2. The quaddy, first leg, 1, 2, 6, 7, 8. Second leg, 2, 4, 8, 11, and 14. Third leg, 3, 4, 5, and 8. And come home on 1, 6, and 12. Play of the day, I'm just going to take a multi of race 1, number 1, Johnny Angel, into race 7, number 8, Thunder Peak, both for the win.
Sounds good, Dino. Best of luck today.
Terrific. Thanks, Michael.
Dean Lester joining us there. We'll take a quick break on the other side. It'll be Harry White looking at Moe today.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at the first meeting that will be run today, time-wise, and that's at Moe, with the first race due to kick off at 1 o'clock. Harry White's here to find us all the winners. How are you, H?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. On a good four surface today at Moe, the first race is a maiden over 2,050 metres. No scratchings. Glint is the favourite at 290, King Lenny at 340, and the other one well on the market is Lady Maine at 350. Who are you with in the first?
They're the three you want to be playing around. I'm with King Lenny. Went a miss two back, but both runs either side were solid, despite his last run maybe being in an average contest. He should appreciate this trip. Maps for the run of the race. Lady Maine gets back and runs on. Was solid enough over the trip last start at Werribee. Glint has stuck on okay after being prominent in her past couple. They were both over 1,500 metres, so this extra trip is the query. And Trina Grove strips fit a second up, maps for the lead, so should get his chance. 5, 7, 9, 1.
5, 7, 9, and 1 in the first race to a maiden over 1,600, take out 8 and 9. And Polina, four starts, four placings, is the favourite at 225. Cherry Avenue is at 420 and Torremore at 650.
Thought Cherry Avenue ran well on debut on the back of some good jump outs. Was just no match for the winner. I think better from that up to the mile. She looks well placed to prove competitive and beat Polina. Has been rolled as favourite in her past two runs, but ran well and the form through those has stacked up okay. Just maybe a little bit short in betting. Something Grand placed at Burrumbeat last start. Could probably follow suit in a field of this calibre. Then I've gone Acker High as next best. 1, 11, 12, 6.
1, 11, 12, and 6 in race number 2. Race number 3, Sunshines, is the favourite here with Nick Ryan at 3.20. Copper Clip at 3.50. And then we're down to Seaboard at $3.80. And Glamzell's also given a good chance at $4. They're the only four under double figure odds. Now, Nick Ryan was on with the boys this morning talking about Sunshines. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, definitely. Best runs have been at 1,100. She ran second up the straight in a two-year-old fillies race. And the blink is going on today with the run under her belt. Should really improve her and should prove hard to beat, you would have thought.
Good push from Nick Ryan. Who do you like, Harry?
I know Copper Clip got rolled as an odds-on pop last start, but for a horse that didn't apparently handle the heavy going, it was a pretty good effort. Back on firmer footing, prominent in the run. I think she can atone and beat Seaboard, who resumes off a solid jump out. Debut run last prep was good in a handy form reference race, an average effort thereafter. Sunshine's no knock-on, strips fitter, second up, gets the blinkers on, and Glamzell showed ability last prep. 1, 6, 8, 3.
1, 6, 8, and 3 in the third at Moe. Race number 4, a maiden over 1,100 metres in this race. We can take out 2, 6, 11, and 12. Our Little Ripper's been a well-backed commodity here. It opened up about 480 yesterday. It's now at 250 outright favourite. Flying Basil's at 460. Spirit of the Valley's at $5. Do you like the favourite here, Harry?
Look, it's resuming. Jumped out really well and I think did enough in her first prep when still learning and having a few excuses. But I'm siding with Flying Basil, who's jumped out nicely leading into this and was good on debut last prep and a handy maiden. Just failed on the synthetic track at its next start and was turned out for a spell. So that horse can go on top to beat our Little Ripper. Pearlsong comes through probably the strongest maidens and wasn't disgraced. Actually nearly won a race at Mornington. Then the local hope, Spirit of the Valley, next best. 5, 8, 9, 10.
5, 8, 9, 10. Good to see Noel Callow back riding today as well. Race 5 is the first leg of the Quaddie, 2,400 metre benchmark 58. Takeout 7 and 11. Ali's Rewards at 3.40. Heartland Raider 4.20. Dan Luca at 4.60. And Argyle Bells out to 5.50. So how many are you putting in this first leg?
I'll go with 4, and with Ali's Reward racing well, has won 2 of her past 4 with minor placings in between. One was behind Anakiri, who subsequently won a 64 race thereafter. To beat Heartland Raiders, back in grade and trip, just really consistent. Nothing like a high gets out to a suitable winning trip, drops in grade. Best is definitely good enough. And then I've got Dan Luca as next best, 6-2-1-5.
6-2-1-5, first leg of the Quaddie. The second's a 58 over 1,200, take out 1. Optimizer 2.30, Solitary Tramp 3.90, and the Great Bratsky at $5. The top three in the market here, Harry?
The Great Bratsky is a track and trip specialist, gets the nod despite carrying 63.5. That's probably not that bad looking at the weight spread, actually. Will be forward in the run, should get her a chance to beat Solitary Tramp, won 3 back and has won again since. Optimizer blinkers on again. Could be here. The market likes him. I just think that best efforts might be on a wet track. And then take your pick for fourth, maybe one for the brothers. 2, 8, 7, 4.
2, 8, 7, and 4 in race number 6. Race number 7 is over the 1,100 metres. Take out 11. Red on Red, 3.50. Soul Obsession, 3.60. And McCain, $5.50. Head the market.
I backed Red on Red yesterday at $5. I'm glad to see some market support. Resumes with no jump out to reference, but comes through some really good form races last prep. Second up last prep was a win on the home track in Class 1 Company, despite him being a maiden. Put 2 lengths on Address Melbourne. That's really strong form for this. Soul Obsession's been narrowly edged out in both runs this prep. A win is close. McCain trialling and jumping out well. And Roppongi is a better horse than what we saw first up. 4, 8, 3, 7.
4, 8, 3, 7, and the last is a 58 over 1,600 metres. Take out 9. The favourite here is Summer Heat at $5. Equal favourite with Aaliyah and also Kobe Princess. So $5 the field, 3 equal favourites, and Tycoon Felix is a $6 chance. It's a wide open end to the Quaddie.
Yeah, it's a really tricky race to finish the day. I'll go with Summer Heat on a 6-day backup after a solid run at Pakenham and up to the mile. I think that's good enough. Celine Gaudre sticks on, claims 3 kilos. He can be closer in the run. Modest race, I think the horse can get the job done to beat. Aaliyah's been freshened, drops in grade and trip, maps to lead, so should have no excuses. Kobe Princess and Tycoon Felix are the other two I give hopes to. The market agrees with that. They're both in the Quaddie. 1, 4, 5, 10.
1, 4, 5, and 10. All right, H, where do we go for play of the day and the best of the day?
Best bet, race 7, number 4, Red on Red. Value, not much around. Race 4, number 5, Flying Basil. Quaddie, first leg, 1, 2, 5, 6. Second leg, 2, 7, 8. Third leg, 3, 4, 7, 8. And the last leg, 1, 4, 5, and 10. Play of the day, running double, race 3, numbers 1 and 6, into race 4, numbers 5 and 8.
Good on you, Harry. Best of luck today, mate.
Thanks, Michael.